In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today the second Sunday of the Holy 50 days, and the theme of the second Sunday, as we just heard, is the Lord telling us about whom He is for us, and as the church is reminding us. So today He is the bread of life, and this is the greatest gift that was given to humanity ever. The salvation that we acquired through the passion of the Lord and His resurrection, the way for us to receive it is to be baptized and also to be fed on His body and on His blood. So today, talking a few minutes about God's gift and our response. As I said, this is the ultimate gift that's given to humanity. What is in it? What is in this kind of sacrament? The first thing is His actual presence. He gave a promise, I am with you always, even to the end of ages. And His presence with us is not only just something that we imagine, or because He is God, He is filling every place. He has been filling every place even before His incarnation. So what is new when He said, I am with you always? It is again through the sacrament, this is His actual presence. Emmanuel is with us today on this table. This is the secret behind the standing of the church. If you think of the Coptic church, what made it to survive for 2,000 years, going through persecution right and left? It's not because of anything special except this, His actual presence on the altar. No matter who is there, who is managing, who is the patriarch, who is the bishop, who is the priest, still a church is standing because He is present with us on the altar every day. The disciple of Emmaus, they requested from Him, abide with us, stay with us. We want to talk with you, keep talking. And then we find that He walked with them until the point He broke the bread. And when He broke the bread and their eyes were opened, and then He vanished from their sight. In this particular moment, as if telling, I am here in the sacrament, and because I am here, your eyes are open, then you don't have to see me, myself, with you. This is my presence through the sacrament of the Eucharist. When He said, do this in remembrance of me, there is two kinds of remembrance. First one is I bring a picture. If I put a picture today of someone, a saint, we remember him and his life. But there is another way of remembrance, is when the same person comes, and when we see him, we remember everything he did, and we get this kind of comfort. As exactly in the Old Testament, we find God is asking the people of Israel to keep the same manna in a box as a remembrance. The remembrance of the manna is by the presence of the manna itself. So this is the first part of the gift, His actual presence. This is what brings comfort when we say we are going to the church to see Christ, meet with Him, and abide in Him and He in us. The second gift is Him abiding in us. This is again the secret of immortality. No one can live forever, I mean live forever in the presence of God, unless we abide in Him. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. This is sharing the divine life with us. Give us from His life, give us from His own characteristics as God, and by this we have hope in eternal bliss in His kingdom. In the same gift also, this is the way for us to be united, not only with God, but with one another. We struggle to attain this. It is difficult. We are different from one another, and there are many things that can hurt us when we deal with one another. But it's not an optional for us. It's not something that we can do or not. Being able to be united with us is another cause for us to be saved. So how can we do this? This is again through the sacrament of the Eucharist, as we pray in the liturgy, when we say that we may become one body and one spirit. We become one body by partaking of the same body. In the gift also we receive sanctification and a spiritual revival. All of us, we can see how difficult it is for us to become saints. And the harder we try, the more we find how difficult it is. How can we attain this kind of sainthood? How we become sanctified? it is through him, it is through the bread of life that's on the altar. As we also say in the liturgy, unto the purification of our souls, bodies, and spirits, we come with our filth and we receive as we leave the church as saints through the sacrament of his body and his blood. In the gift also, we receive aid for our struggle and healing from the wounds of sins. We are wounded beyond what we can imagine. The more we dig, the more we find how much we are hurt because of our sins. Ours and other people's sins as well. How can we get over this? How we can receive healing again through his body and his blood? The gift also includes the example of his love and his humility. If you know what his love is, it is this way. You give yourself up to this. We speak about love, but understanding what is it, it's maybe difficult. And this example also of humility, that God would allow us sinners to be able to partake of his body and drink his blood. So this is the gift we receive through the bread of life. How we should react? What is our response to this? Many ways we should be responding the right way. Sometimes we feel like it's granted. It's a habit. It's a ritual. Maybe it's a token of luck. I come and take communion, so I have an example. I exam tomorrow and I will do okay. This is not how we should be responding to this gift. Our response also can be summarized in 6 points quickly. Number one is thanksgiving. Every time you have an issue or a problem and you want to complain and grumble against God, remember that you have a gift that's beyond anything else that might be deficient. If we have one thing to choose in life, it is the faith, and it is again being able to be united with God through this. Our thanksgiving, our sense of appreciation and gratitude, this should be our response. Our response also should be striving to understand what is it, to show respect to the sacrament, to participate in it, to partake of it. It is not something that the church would agree with, that anyone will be here today and not for a good reason not to take communion. It is as if exactly I have the medicine of immortality and I'm just watching. We are not here today as spectators. We are to participate, to respect, and to be able to understand this is the least we can do in response to the gift. Our response also should include worshiping in spirit and truth, doing my very best. I come here in order for me to participate with the deacons, singing with them. Again, I repeat this over and over and over. It is very insulting to God being here and on your phone. We are not here to connect with people outside as if they are more important, more significant. This is not worshiping. This is something like a mockery. Please, for God's sake, don't do this. Don't allow your children to do it and participate in such practice that's not fitting us as saints. Worshipping is should be our response in spirit and truth. Coming here, repenting our sins in order for us to be able to receive it worthily. No matter how often we sin, we are all sinners and we sin every day. Big difference when I come to the church and in my mind, I will do my very best to not to do this again. Versus, I will keep doing it. I know it is wrong and I have no regret, have no shame. Sadly, by doing this, I make myself not worthy to receive the sacrament. Repentance is how also again we respond to the gift. Forgiving one another, what exactly would make us worthy to receive him? Nothing. It's because he is forgiving. He's so kind and gracious. Imagine you come to receive this and you go outside, you still hold grudge. You deal with your spouse in a despicable way. And you say that he deserves, she deserves. What exactly I was doing in the church today when I came to receive this gift and I do not deserve it. Forgiving one another should be the least in how we respond to the gift. The last response is offering in like manner. As St. Paul is commanding us in his epistle to the Romans, I beseech you, brethren, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. He offered himself, the least we do is to do the same. We offer ourselves back. He gave himself to us. We give ourselves to others. This is if we understand the magnitude of the gift. This we should, how we should be responding. The Lord for us is the bread of life. By him we live, we exist, we find meaning. And by this kind of gift, also our understanding of our relationship with him is shaped. And this again shape our response to him. May the Lord to grant us all to be worthy to partake of his body and his blood for us to live forever. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.